Louisville police fatally shot a 57-year-old man early Sunday morning while responding to a domestic violence call. Officers say they shot the man after he advanced towards them with a large bloody butcher knife while inside a home in eastern Louisville. According to the department's press release, the Boulder County Investigation Team and the Boulder District Attorney's Office will investigate the shooting. The Louisville Police Department has placed the three involved officers on administrative leave. The department has released no other information on the incident. Individuals affected by domestic violence can seek help through the National Domestic Violence Center, as well as the services through the Colorado Crisis Hotline at 1-844-493-8255. Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman has presented a plan to revise how the city provides support to the homeless population. KGNU's Christian Garbe has more.
The main element of Mayor Kaufman's proposal calls for a centralized homeless services campus instead of multiple offices spread out throughout the city. The Aurora Sentinel reports Kaufman took inspiration for the campus from institutions in San Antonio and Houston, Texas, that have proven effective in providing and coordinating services. The city also plans to offer numerous services to homeless individuals, including employment opportunities, better conditions for transitional housing, case management, and more. The city also plans to launch a public education campaign to garner support for the program. The Aurora City Council is working with Kaufman to further develop the plan and are adding elements to it, including the condition that the campus can be built if it is supported by a private, nonprofit organization. For KGNU, I'm Christian Garibay.
Groups in Colorado are scrambling to get a piece of funding from a new U.S. Department of Energy $7 billion hydrogen hub grant. KGNU's Jack Armstrong reports.
Applicants have until November 7th to submit their applications to the Department of Energy for hydrogen hub concept plans. The Department of Energy describes a hydrogen hub as a center to produce, store, and use hydrogen gas, which is a cleaner form of energy used in place of fossil fuels. The department announced funding for its hydrogen power initiative in September. $7 billion are available through the bipartisan infrastructure law passed last year. Brian Wilson, the director of Rocky Mountain Alliance for Next Generation Energy and the professor of mechanical engineering at Colorado State University, told Colorado Newsline that states will be vying for hydrogen hubs to bring in economic development and achieve climate goals. The Rocky Mountain Alliance for Next Generation Energy is giving technical support to the effort of creating the Western Interstate Hydrogen Hub, which includes Colorado as a leader, along with New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. Colorado's air quality has recently been demoted to severe non-attainment along the Front Range, and that has a direct influence in our state's support for diverse ways of utilizing clean energy. For KGNU, I'm Jack Armstrong.
Boulder County officials are urging residents to contact the Denver Regional Council of Governments, or Dr. COG, to support the creation of an east-west starter transit service along Colorado Highway 7 between Boulder and Brighton. The county says a $6.5 million grant from Dr. COG would cover bus service for 2 years and include 10 stops along the route that would also serve the communities of Lafayette, Erie, Broomfield, and Thornton. According to county officials, the service would begin in 2026 with weekday operations and then ramp up to 30-minute intervals all day, 7 days a week in 2027. The county says the funding would precede the bus rapid transit service along the corridor that will take advantage of lanes, stations, and other improvements currently in the works or under construction along the corridor. Improvements would include upgraded walking and bicycling facilities. Denver residents can give public feedback tonight as city leaders consider Mayor Michael Hancock's $1.66 billion budget for 2023. The City Council will begin the public hearing today at 5 p.m. Among budget priorities, the mayor is calling for a $43 million increase for police and public safety. According to the Denver Gazette, city leaders identified crime rates, homelessness, and a lack of affordable housing as focus areas during their council budget retreat. Residents can sign up to speak between 3 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. today and can attend the meeting by Zoom or in person at the council chambers. Colorado's flu season is already off to a rough start this year. According to a new report, 4 adults and close to 100 children have been hospitalized in Colorado since the start of October for respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV, which is a higher than usual rate for this time of year. The increase in rates of seasonal respiratory viruses comes amid loosened COVID-19 prevention efforts like masking that partially curbed viruses over the last few years. Dr. Kevin Massagar, an infectious disease specialist at the Children's Hospital in Colorado, told the Denver Post the number of children needing care for respiratory viruses started rising over the summer, which he said is earlier than expected and not a good sign for the rest of the flu season. Today's weather includes a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. According to the National Weather Service, winds will be gusty today and will increase tonight as a mountain wave develops. Gusts could reach as high as 55 miles per hour along the northern foothills and mountains of Boulder and Larimer counties. Other than wind, skies will be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s, low 50s, and tonight will be mostly clear with lows ranging from 31 degrees for Fort Collins to 35 degrees for Denver. The current temperature in Boulder is 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.